This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Artifacts found in Jordan recently could shed light on the earliest days of Christianity. A group of 70 or so books was discovered in Jordan sometime in the last 5 years. Now, recent reports in the media have claimed these books could be the earliest Christian writings in existence. But is that really true? And other claims are that the discovery could be as significant as the Dead Sea Scrolls. Dr. Chris Forbes is a senior lecturer in ancient history at Macquarie University, and he's going to shed some light on this discovery for us. Good morning, Dr. Forbes.
Good morning.
What are these books like physically to start off with so we can get a picture of them in our minds? What do they look like?
They look like thin sheets of metal, some of them copper, some of them lead, which have been bound together with a kind of spiral binding with lead or copper wire. Sometimes they're rectangular, sometimes they're more like square, sometimes they're bound on all four sides so that they're sealed up.
Oh.
But in all of this, we're working with photos, a limited number of photos.
Okay, and how big would they be, do we know?
About the size to sit in your hand from what I've seen, but they vary a bit.
Okay, and do we know what the text of these books says?
No, we absolutely don't, and the reason we don't, or at least the reason as far as I can make out from the news reports, is that they don't make a lot of sense. Now, the reason that I say it like that is that one of the reports at least says that they appear to be written in code.
Mm.
Now, that to me is code itself. What it means is we can't understand them.
Oh, so they could be gobbledygook.
They could be, and in fact, they could be even deliberate gobbledygook. I'm presuming at the moment that they're genuine, but I'll come back to that.
Okay.
They could be deliberate gobbledygook in the sense that they could be magic spells, which often have gobbledygook phrases in them.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting interpretation. I've never heard of that before. I mean, what would be some other reasons that authors might use code?
Can't think of any.
Okay, so it's not normal perhaps. for ancient writings, say, you know, like Gospels and things like that weren't written in code?
No, they weren't. They were just written in plain Greek, though they would sometimes have the technical terms of the different groups, which might sound like gobbledygook to someone who was an outsider.
And so really, there's no explanation for why they would be in code unless it was something odd like a spell.
Yes, that's right. And I'm very suspicious of this. No, two possibilities. One is that they are magical documents, and that could happen because sometimes magical documents were inscribed on lead and then buried deep.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the idea seems to be send them into the underworld and they'll get there faster if they're heavy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I've never heard of that with books. I've only heard of that with single pieces of lead.
Well, how common were bound books like this in the first century? Because when we think about the ancient documents, we tend to think of scrolls.
First question, why do we say in the first century?
Because I guess there was speculation that they could be from the early period of Christianity.
Yes, I think that has to be just described as speculation. At this stage, we really don't know that. And certainly some of the news reports saying these may be some of the earliest known Christian documents, even earlier than the letters of Paul.
Mm.
That, it seems to me, is sheer guesswork by a reporter hoping for a story. We don't know. Codexes, as in bound books rather than scrolls, were used in the ancient world in the period BC, in the first and couple of centuries AD, but they were basically only used for notebooks. They weren't used for finished works until the early Christians began to use codexes for complete books. And it seems to have been a Christian innovation to put your books in books rather than in scrolls.
And when did that happen?
We're not really sure, but the earliest ones appear to have come about late 2nd, early 3rd century AD. So unless number one, if these are Christian documents, which we don't know, and if they're genuine, then they are more likely to be 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th century than they are to be 1st century.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of things I want to pick up on there. You mentioned two things. One is if they're genuine. Does that mean that they could be faked in some way?
They could very easily be fake, and at least one of them almost certainly is. One of them was sent to an academic at Oxford University by the name of Thoneman, who had a look at it, and he'd been asked what it was, and he had a look at it and said, well, it's clearly a copy of a known inscription that's in a museum in Jordan, but it's a copy that was made by someone who didn't understand Greek because they've muddled up a few of the letters.
Oh.
Now, that inscription's been in the museum for 40 or 50 years. The odds are that the one he was shown was a fake, and that he's picked it because he just happened to know the inscription that was kept in the Jordanian Museum. So now, at least some of them are fakes.
Well, that sort of, I guess, puts them all in doubt, you'd think, in some way.
You would think so, yes.
The other issue you mentioned is, are they Christian? So, or I guess more genuinely just of Jewish origin. So what evidence is there that these books could be Christian?
Well, I'm working purely on second-hand reports here because I've only seen the photos that have been published in the press, and from those they could be anything. But there is a report from one fairly well-known scholar by the name of Philip Davies that he thought that the pictures, because there's not just text, there's pictures as well, he thought that the pictures were probably Christian. But he didn't explain in any real detail why he thought that, and since then he's gone very quiet. Now, what that means, I'm honestly not sure, but the claim that they are definitely Christian, I simply haven't seen the evidence that would justify that. And the fact that they're written, quote, in code, that is, we don't understand them yet, means that I'm sceptical that they know they must be Christian.
Okay. Well, David Elkington, one of the scholars who's seen some of the books, goes so far as to actually suggest that these could be the sealed books referred to in Revelation. What's your response to that?
Well, the sealed books that are referred to in Revelation were books in the heavens. So if these are they, we've got a pretty exciting find on our hands.
Right.
I guess what he must be saying is that the early Christians talked about sealed books. They probably had them.
Okay.
That's possible. But lots of things are possible. What we'd need is evidence that the early Christians were the only ones who talked about sealed books, and that doesn't seem terribly likely.
Okay, so as yet, the only indication that it could be Christian is a few drawings and symbols that one scholar has interpreted as possibly being Christian, but he hasn't said so much about why he thinks that, so we're really not sure at this stage.
I think not sure is the way to talk about them at the moment. There's a lot of things we're not sure about. May I just comment quickly on David Elkington?
Yes.
David Elkington is the person who has been showing photographs of these to various scholars, and he's not said that he found them, but he has said he's currently got access to them. What worries me about David Elkington, you described him as a scholar. He's a self-proclaimed scholar.
Oh, I see.
But the one book that I'm aware of that he's published is a book that leaves me thinking, oh dearie me, because it's a book about the pyramids, the Knights Templar, and the resonances in medieval cathedrals, and all of that's getting to sound a bit Da Vinci Code to me.
Yes, I must say, when I tried to find a title for him, which university he was from, and you know what position he held, I couldn't find anything. So that did sort of send out a few alarm bells. How long would it be then before we would have some sort of better idea of what these books are really all about?
Well, from what we understand, Mr. Elkington's bringing out a book and making a documentary. So if he's broken the news, I would imagine he wants to build up the publicity and then present the world with what he thinks he's found. So I would imagine that sometime this year we'd be likely to hear quite a bit more, unless lots of scholars keep telling him, no, this is dodgy, in which case the whole thing may fold. So either sometime this year or not at all would be my very rough and ready guess.
Uh-huh. So this could, it's sounding a bit like a big publicity stunt then.
It could be. It is possible that some of these documents are genuine, even if some of them aren't. If they are genuinely ancient, they're really interesting. If they are genuinely ancient, then it's possible they're Jewish or Christian. But it's several possibilities down the road before we can say that. Or the whole thing could be a fraud, either somebody having tricked David Elkington or David Elkington on the make. And we just don't know which at this stage.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for filling us in. It's been very fascinating this morning to talk to you, Dr. Chris Forbes.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Chris Forbes. He's Senior Lecturer in Ancient History at Macquarie University. And we were talking about the 70 lead books discovered in Jordan.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.